Okay, our friends. So Halloween is almost upon us. We are nearly there. And so to celebrate, we have a little spooky story for you today, but she's also pretty cute. Today's story is called There's a Witch in Your Book. And this, of course, you know we've done all the other the ones by this great author, and I will recommend that you check them out because they're way fun to read. And so this story was written by Tom Fletcher, illustrated by Greg Abbott, and it's read today by Mommy and
Little Nippy.
Oh, don't nip at me, please. Wait, Little Nippy? What do you nip at?
Food?
Oh, you see, you're a good eater then, huh?
I have a huge mouth, two little eyes, and a huge stomach.
Wonderful. Well, you snack away while I read, okay? Here we go. So we open the book up and eek! There's a witch in your book! And sure enough, there is. She's got red hair and green skin, and she's sitting on a cauldron. She even has a broom and a black pointy hat. What a mess she's making! Oh, she's dumping all sorts of things into her cauldron. Wipe the mess away and turn the page. So I'm going to, wipe it away and well done. You cleaned up the mess, but now the witch looks cross. I don't think she liked us unmeddling her mess. Watch out. She's about to turn you into a toad. Quickly, hold up your hand to block the spell.
I'm hiding behind a cracker.
Oh, phew. It says right here you caught the magic in your hand. What a cheeky witch. Let's teach her a lesson and turn her into something instead. Use your finger as a magic wand and say these magic words. Magic this, magic that. Turn this witch into a cat.
Yeah, okay.
The spell worked. You turned the witch into a stinky little cat. Ooh. But, oh, even worse, look. She has fleas, and they're hopping all over your book. Ooh, gross. Use your magic wand finger and say this spell. Magic silly, magic funny, turn each flea into a bunny.
Uh-oh.
A bunny? Uh-oh, this may be a terrible idea. Oh, no. We didn't think that through. And now your book is full of bunnies. Okay.
You should have turned them into crackers.
Maybe I should have done. I know just the spell to get rid of bunnies. Ready? Finger wands ready? Get your finger wand out. Here we go. Magic far, magic near. Make these bunnies disappear. Whoops. Uh-oh. Well, so those bunnies are see-through now, but they're still in your book. But now they're bubble bunnies. Okay, so try poking the bubbles with your magic wand finger. Pop, 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 pop. What a mess. We made. They popped all over the place. Ugh, those bubbles were full of slime. Ugh, and now your book is even messier than it was before. Oh, dear. This has all gone horribly wrong. If only we knew someone who could put everything right. Why does the witch cat suddenly look all smiley?
Meow.
Oh, yes. Witch. Of course. Do you think she might be more helpful this time? Okay. Let's try turning the stinky little cat back into a witch. Finger wands up. Magic scratch. Magic itch. Turn the cat into a witch. Great. Okay. Witch is back, and I think she has a spell to help us. Will this clean up the slime? She says,
whiz, wackaroo!
And she waves her magic wand. And, well, oops. Her spell made a hole in your book. But she has a plan, so use your hand to help swoosh all of the slime through the hole. Use your imaginations. Wave your hands. Imagine that the book has a big hole in it, and you get to smoosh all the slime through it. Ew, gross. Done! And your book is all tidy. Thank you, witch. But wait a minute. If you swooshed the slime through the hole, it must mean that now your room is messy. Oh, no. Take a peek through the hole at your room. Oh, phew. I can't see any slime, but I do think your room could be a bit tidier, don't you? That is definitely true for you. And when you do tidy up, please, no magic spells.
You're right, because my room is full of cracker crumbs because I eat crackers.
Yeah, I know. And now that you have such a tidy book, I think it's time for a spooky sleepover. Shall we do one more spell? Yes? Okay. Use your magic wand finger to make some spooky sleepover guests appear. Ready? Magic snoozy, magic dozy. Call some friends and let's get cozy. Boink! It worked! And in the picture, guess what, friends? We have a little sleepover with little spooks. And they will not make a mess, they promise. It's the little alien and the little monster and the little dragon and the little witch, all from the other books that we have read by this author. And we recognize them all because we've read them all, right?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, indeed, because now who knows what sort of chaos they could get up to.
No, we left behind a bunny.
Oh, we did leave a bunny behind, and they've taken him. Well, maybe he'll be like a soft snuggle bunny for them. You think about that. Maybe?
Or a cracker bunny.
Indeed. And that, our good friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.